Roy Hawthorne had three brothers who had already volunteered for the Army. So when he was 17, he too joined the battles of World War II, entering the Navy. His role would be to use his native Navajo language to send messages unbreakable by the Japanese. The story on today's edition of the American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Navajo code talkers took part in most of the battles in the Pacific during World War II. Yet few people outside of the Navajo and high-ranking military commanders actually understood what they were doing in battle. Roy Hawthorne remembers the Battle of Okinawa.
There could be a radio operator right next to you, and the Navajo code talker sending a message. But in the turmoil of a battle, you're not paying much attention to what the other guy's doing. Yeah. But you just wonder, well, I wonder what he's doing.
Although the code talkers were successful in their missions, there was confusion beginning with their very first action in 1942.
When they arrived on the battlefield in Guadalcanal and began transmitting, it confused everybody. Officers didn't know what was happening. Japanese didn't know what was happening. Nobody knew what was happening.
When the war was over and the code talkers discharged, they were told not to speak of the role they played during battle.
I had two other brothers that were code talkers, but we didn't say a word one to another about what we did to our parents. They never knew. Nobody knew until 26 years after the war was over.
About 400 Navajo men served as code talkers during World War II. You can hear the full audio interview on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. You can also see our latest TV special with Roy this weekend on U.S. Farm Report. Check local listings at agweb.com. Traveling the countryside near Lupton, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.